Hey there, folks, and welcome to episode 201, the first episode after the, I don't know, bicentennial of the Eddie and his amazing friends Hero Cast. You can follow me at Twitter at EddieC85, EddieYC85, Twitter, Instagram, or the show at EddieY. Nope, that's the same one I just gave. Or the show at EC underscore Hero or EC Hero Cast on Instagram. Oh, man. Got a lot to get into. So, let us start with last week's X-Men. Some people are calling that the greatest animated show, like episode. I don't know. Maybe. Like, I don't want to be a prisoner in the moment, but my goodness. And there are spoilers here, so if you don't want to, just skip ahead a couple minutes. I don't dwell on these too long, but I'll start by saying this. I do think with time travel, they're going to undo all this. You know how it goes, but man, what if they don't? Like, part of me kind of wants, I don't know, like, do I or do I not want them to? Because if they do, it's like, wow, that's ballsy. But if they don't, then it's like, man, we're just done with Gambit and maybe Magneto? I don't know. So, I don't know, but what an incredible episode. I'm convinced. Just whoever's writing this show, just let them do the movie. You know, like, to me, the sample size, yeah, it's only four or five episodes. I'm sold. Just let them do it. Let them do it. And yeah, I think nobody is going to argue with that, right? I mean, this episode was, like I said, it was definitely the best episode of X-Men I've ever seen. I mean, there's been some really good ones, and I have to include like two-parters. I can't include like the Phoenix Saga because that was like five or six parts or whatever. But like, I mean, as far as like some of the two-part episodes, it's definitely better than that. Spider-Man's had some really, really strong ones. Batman, but man, this was. It helps a little bit because they're allowed. I mean, Cyclops dropped a dam, so obviously couldn't do that on Fox Kids. There's some blood, characters die, so it is a little. It's not super fair, but I don't know. I mean, this is, look, I really like the Loki show a lot. This is the best show that Disney Plus has ever made, and it's not even close. I like Loki. I like Mandalorian. I liked, what was another one? I know people mostly didn't like it. I liked She-Hulk a little bit for just what it was. Didn't take it too seriously. I thought it was entertaining. I liked WandaVision up until the end. I liked, I don't know. Some of them were just kind of a struggle to get through. Oh, Echo. I thought Echo was pretty solid, but this blows it all away. I was like, what the hell was that? It's the Echo in my other room. I have two Amazon Dots and one I call, you know, the Alexa. I don't want to set it off. And the other one, so they don't get confused, I call Echo, and she must have heard me. So that's what I was like, what is that noise? And she's rambling about something. I don't even know. This was, yeah, like I said, this was just phenomenal stuff. And my point I was going to say before, you know who interrupted me. With the end credit scene of the Marvels, it was like the first time I've been like really genuinely excited about the next Marvel movie, probably since I would say the end of, like, the end credit scene of Spider-Man Far From Home. That was, like, I was super interested in that. As I think we all were. Like, oh my gosh, they just dropped that Peter Parker is Spider-Man. So, and now this, the end credits of the Marvels, while it wasn't like a blowaway, it's like, finally, Disney has acknowledged the existence of X-Men. And then we get to follow up with this show. And we're only getting one movie this year, but it also features X-Men. I don't want to jump the gun, but man, it feels like MCU might be coming around again. We'll see, because next year they're back to having like three or four movies next year, and we'll see if they're any good. I don't know. It's funny, I saw an article this week where it was like, the Civil War box office proves that fans are tired of superhero movies, and they want, you know, whatever, like drama or something. I'm like, my comment was like, bro, Deadpool 3 is going to make so much money, and that will completely annihilate this argument that you're trying to make. And I like Civil War, but it made $25 million its opening weekend. I'd be shocked if Deadpool didn't double that. Just being honest. I know it has a bigger budget, but the box office does not care about your budget, you know? Facts don't care about your feelings, and the box office doesn't care about your budget. That's my thought. Anyway, today we are doing Samaritan, which is a movie I have no history with. I thought about watching it, but then I just never did. I don't know. Speaking of box office and budget, it's had a budget of $100 million and a box office of zero because it went to streaming. I have a theory. It was actually supposed to be released in theaters. I think it was supposed to be released. It had two different release dates in 2020. I'm going to guess that that COVID pushed it out. And they were probably like, oh, Sylvester Stallone, he's a big star. We don't want him to be in a movie that comes out in 2020 that's going to bomb. Because it's like every movie's going to bomb because there's no theaters open. And the ones that are, people aren't going to. So they probably held it off, and then they were supposed to get released again in 2021, and I think Amazon just bought it, so I don't know. But whatever. Time capsule, though, real quick. For the third freaking week in a row, because, well, this only came out a few days after our movie last week, but which was August 26th. Champions of Wrestling are still the same. Let's just go listen to last week's. I don't feel like rattling them off again. Number one song is different. Super Freaky Girl by Nicki Minaj. I don't know. It's a song about intercourse. I mean, what can you say? There you go. Now, what was I up to this time? Well, I'll tell you what I was up to. I was seeing half a lifelong dream come true. I finally got to see my favorite band perform in concert, Duran Duran. I went with Mike, who was on this podcast, the Ant-Man 2 episode. Try to get him back on, but the schedules just aren't good. I saw them. It was great, and I'll tell you, never miss a chance to see your favorite band. I forget what year it was. This is over 10 years ago. But they came to Columbus. And at the time, I was in college and I worked part-time. And tickets were $50. Tickets were a little bit more this time. But at the time, tickets were $50. And I was like, I don't know if I can afford that. I'm like, they'll be back. Little did I know, it would be over 10 years before they'd be back. So, man, I should have saw them back then, but now I can say I've seen them twice, but I've seen them once. I'm happy about that. I'll see them more. But yeah. So that's what I was up to. Anyway, back to the movie. Critics 38%, fans 71%. Pretty divided. The cast. Well, there's like three people to talk about. There is our villain, who is, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce his Danish name. It's Johan Philip Osbaic, but there's something different. Pilu? I don't know. Anyway, you might know him as Euron Greyjoy from Game of Thrones. He was great in this. I really enjoyed him. I'll tell you about this movie. It had a bit of a RoboCop vibe to it. In that it's, I mean, Detroit, RoboCop is in Detroit. Sorry, Red Wings fans. Not really. I don't really care for your team. But RoboCop was in Detroit, but it wasn't like a real Detroit. I mean, it was like, I know what the joke's going to be. It was like a very run-down version of Detroit, right? And you say, that does sound like a real Detroit. Okay. But they were like trying to build Delta City, which is obviously not real. And even though Detroit is, it's coming back. I've been to the new Detroit. It's nice. But even at its worst, I don't think Detroit was ever as bad as RoboCop portrayed it as. But, and then this city, Granite City, also fake. Similar vibe to the Detroit in RoboCop. Very, very A Tale of Two Cities type of thing. The poor are very poor, the rich are very rich. So, have that going for it. I'm gonna drop my big criticism in this movie right now. And I'm kind of surprised, given who was in it, that you had Sylvester Stallone in this. This should have been rated R. This should have been rated R. It give me a little more violence. Give me a little more swearing. Give me a little more edge. I think this movie, I'll tell you, this movie could have really been like a big-time sleeper. As it stands, I don't want to give too much away. Let's see, there was Javon Walton as Sam, the kid. He actually did pretty good. He did pretty good. And I was worried when there was like a kid in this movie, and it was PG-13, and he was going to be, the kid was like the idol, like he idolized, you know, Samaritan. Samaritan's a good guy. You know how those movies are, where it's like, oh, it's a cliche, right? The kid idolizes the superhero, and then the superhero comes back and becomes his best friend. You've seen that cliche. Turns out the kid is actually, I mean, he's a good kid, but like the kid commits crimes. Like the kid has fallen in with the wrong crowd. The kid swears a little bit. The kid gets bullied and like bullied badly, and it's like, okay. I mean, again, that's what I'm talking about. This movie had like a bit of an edge because I saw the kid and it's like, oh, here comes this cliche. And then it's like, oh, okay. Okay. He's not just it's cliche, but not to what I thought. And then of course the main event, Sylvester Stallone as Joe Smith. Look, this is a perfect role for him. I don't know if, I mean, Sylvester Stallone's been in the MCU briefly. But, like, this is a perfect role for him because, obviously, we've all seen Sylvester Stallone in his prime. He's a huge, jacked-up dude. If the MCU was around in the 80s, Sylvester Stallone would be maybe not Captain America, but he would be, because he's got the thick accent. But, you know, Sylvester Stallone, tell me Sylvester Stallone wouldn't have made a great Nick Fury. Like, he would be, or Star-Lord, or, I mean, I know we're, but He would be a figurehead in the MCU for sure if he was around, maybe not in the 80s because the special effects wouldn't be as good, but if Sylvester Stallone came around now, he would 100% be in the MCU. Not that he's not, but you know what I mean. But yeah, as it stands, he's still a big guy, still huge, still believable that he could kick your ass. But he's also old looking, so he does the whole like, you know, washed up superhero bit, you know, like, oh, I don't do that anymore, and I'm old, and my powers aren't as strong type of stuff. So, I liked it. I thought, like I said, that was a perfect role for him. You can't really cast him, like I said, I mean, not that there aren't roles for him, but it would be tough to cast him in something where you would be planning down the line, like, oh, we're going to use, like, for instance, I mentioned Nick Fury. Like, when did we first see Nick Fury? Like, 06, 07, somewhere in there. And now here it is, 2024. he's still going on. So it's like, you can't really do a 20-year role for Sylvester Stallone, who is, how old is he? 77. Yeah, I mean, God, he's 77. That I was going to guess late 60s, but yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, no, this is a perfect role for him. It really was. So, let's jump into the movie, shall we? So, we open up quite a bit of exposition. Not always a fan of that. We learn that there's these superhumans. There's Samaritan and Nemesis. And they're brothers, and they're at war with each other. The parents died in a fire or something, so it's very Kane and Undertaker-ish. And Nemesis, he made a hammer. It's the only thing capable of killing Samaritan. And he draws Samaritan to this chemical plant, or not chemical, or is a power plant, or whatever. And he's got the hammer. He's going to kill Samaritan, but there's a big explosion that happened. No one knows what happened, but both brothers are presumed dead. However, there are some people that believe that Samaritan is still alive. So, fast forward 25 years. We meet Joe Smith. He's a garbage man. He's good at fixing stuff, so he'll find stuff in the trash and be like, oh, I can fix this. And I guess he's good at it. But he lives in a not a great apartment. We also meet Sam Cleary, who lives like... This is going to sound... Okay, so the apartment complex is like... There's like... It's like a U, almost like a, I don't know, like, take your hands, just make them straight, and then connect your thumbs. It's like, that's how the apartment complex looks, like a big U, right? And they live across from each other, not across the hall, but like across the big courtyard. So just keep that in mind for later. So Sam is, he lives with his mom, it's a single mom. Sam is 13 years old. This is, like I said, he's a big Samaritan fan, but we see that he and his friend, they steal stuff. I didn't catch his friend's name. We're just going to call him Friend. We'll call him Eagle, because that's what they're doing like some, he's riding in a shopping cart down a hill. And he's like, I'm flying like an eagle. So I'm just going to call him Eagle. So the next day, Eagle introduces Sam to Cyrus. Now, Cyrus is our villain of this movie. He's a big fan of Nemesis. And he's like, well, Nemesis hurts people. He's like, yeah, but, you know, Nemesis fought for the guys like us, the guys that society forgot about. And, you know, he basically, he's saying Samaritan represented the rich politicians and the police and everything. And Nemesis represented all the guys struggling to get by. Or the criminals, I guess. I don't know. Maybe Cyrus misinterpreted. So the next day, Cyrus associates, they beat up Sam because they did like a robbery of a convenience store, but it wasn't successful. They were supposed to steal some boxes of lottery tickets, but instead it were boxes of chips. And because Sam is the low man on the totem pole, they just beat him up and said, you wasn't successful. But honestly, it wasn't Sam's fault. He was the one to distract the shopkeeper and whatever. Doesn't matter. So he's getting beat up by these bullies, and Sam is saved by Joe. Just Joe Smith. So elsewhere, Cyrus broke into a warehouse, and he stole the hammer. Ooh. Because he's trying to resurrect Nemesis. That's his plan. So Sam then meets with Albert. Albert, by the way, played by Martin Starr, who is the teacher in Spider-Man. You know, the teacher along with Jace Move. That's still, every time I see, I don't watch it anymore because it's ended, but every time I see Curb Your Enthusiasm and I see Leon Black, I'm like, why didn't I... Like, he was in the MCU. Leon Black, J.B. Smoove was in the MCU. And I didn't even make a Leon Black joke. It's angry. I'll never forgive myself for that one. But anyway. So yeah, he goes to Albert. Albert's like an author, but he also owns a bookstore, I guess. And he wrote a book about how he believes that Samaritan's alive, and he's a big Samaritan truther. And Sam tells him he thinks he finally found Samaritan. He's like, oh yeah, just like all those other times you found Samaritan. He's like, no, but this one, it really is him. And he tells him what he saw, plus he said he saw the guy's back. And he's like, it was like his back was all scarred up. He's like he was in a fire, like Samaritan at the explosion. Albert's not fully convinced, but he does seem like, okay, this is more credible than any of the other times you saw Samaritan. So maybe this could be something, but I need more proof. So Sam breaks into Joe's house, steals a scrapbook. Joe knew it was him and wants it back, so he goes to his apartment and gets the book back. So no proof for Albert. Sad. So Sam follows Joe and tells him he thinks he's Samaritan. By the way, when I first heard the name Samaritan, I'm like, what a lame name. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not like the guard, but the more I kept hearing it in the movie, I'm like, I don't mind it. I think it's okay. It's, of course, from the Bible story, the Good Samaritan, you know. But yeah, I didn't mind it. I've heard worse, the guard. I've heard better, but I don't know. It kind of grew on me as the movie was going on. So just then, Samaritan, or Joe, is run over by the thugs who he beat up the other day. And Joe gets up slowly. He's like resetting his bones. And that's when Sam realizes that he is, in fact, Samaritan. And he heals. Joe has to take a cold shower and eat ice cream to cool his body down. Because he says when I'm in pain and I hurt, my body overheats to heal itself. And if I don't cool it down, my heart will explode. So there is Samaritan's weakness. So Cyrus goes to the slums, tells the people he helps the helpless and the people who the city left behind. And he gets the hammer, and he gives he has the Nemesis mask. He inspires like a riot. People put on these cloth Nemesis masks, and they start looting to, I guess, fix their city. I don't know. Sam hangs out with Joe some more, asks him about Nemesis, but Joe can't bring himself to talk about it. He throws him out of his house. So Sam goes to hang out with Cyrus, and Sam witnesses Cyrus actually, I don't know who this guy was. He witnesses Cyrus kill somebody. This was, I gotta say, again, this was very RoboCop-ish. Not that anyone's ever going to compare to Clarence Boddicker, all-time great villain. But I thought this was pretty cool. So they have this guy pinned to a chair. They're about to use a blowtorch. They're like, oh, give me the information or whatever. And he's like, he tells them, and they're like, okay, don't give him the blowtorch. And then Cyrus tells him, okay, leave town and never come back. And the guy gets up and he runs off, and then Cyrus shoots him in the back. And he's like, always give him hope. So I thought that was pretty cool. It's like a good villainous thing to do, you know, just to murder someone in a really cowardly fashion. So Sam runs out outside. He sees Eagle getting beat up by the associates, I guess, the henchmen of Cyrus. And Sam saves his friend Eagle, but then the henchmen beat up Sam, and they pin his arm down, and one of them grabs like a wrench, and you're like, oh, here comes Samaritan to save the day. Nope, they just bash this kid's arm and break it. And it's like, again, I'm like, good for you, movie. Good for you for having the guts to do that, because not every movie would. You know what I mean? Like, violence against kids, some people would shy away from that. I welcome it. Only because it makes for a stronger movie. Not that I like to see it, but, you know, it's real. You know what I mean? So. Although they'd probably kill him if it were real, but it's not that real. There are superheroes, after all. So, Cyrus's henchmen also tell Cyrus that, hey, some old man that we ran over is still alive. And Cyrus is like, oh, well then, I would like to meet this old man. Because he is intrigued. He potentially thinks, ooh, we have a Samaritan here. So, they find him, and Joe beats them up, as he tends to do. And then Sam tells Joe about the broken arm and how he needs... Wait a minute. Yeah, okay. So they find Sam tells Joe about his broken arm and how he needs help because during this whole ordeal, the footage of Joe saving this little girl during the thugs attacking made the news. But Joe doesn't want to help out anymore. And Cyrus sees the news, and he's like, okay, this guy is definitely Samaritan. I'm convinced of it now. So, I mentioned the U apartment. So, across the courtyard, I guess, Cyrus sees Sam sees Cyrus enter into Joe's apartment. And he wasn't home, by the way. And he goes and ransacks the place. They shoot it up. They look across the courtyard, and Cyrus sees Sam seeing him in Joe's apartment. That makes sense. And his mom. And so Cyrus is like, hey, Sam lives over there. Let's go get him. They chase after Sam. Meanwhile, Joe's at the bus station, and he's like, I'm just going to leave town. Or does he? But no, he of course has a change of heart. Because, I mentioned he fixes stuff, Sam gave Joe his watch to fix, and Joe reached into his pocket and he had the watch and he had fixed it, and he's like thinking like, guess I gotta go at least return this kid's watch, you know, because it was a gift from his dad who's no longer with us, so that's what it was. So he goes back, Joe does, and he sees Sam's mom at the apartment. It's all ransacked. Says that they took Sam. So Joe goes after Sam, but still not wearing any Samaritan attire. We haven't yet to... It's almost like, what was it? The secret headquarters. The hero never suits up. So Joe goes after Sam, and there's like a huge army of guys waiting for him to attack Joe. The Cyrus army... Cyrus has his hammer, and as this is happening, Joe has a flashback to what actually happened the night everyone thought Samaritan died. We see Nemesis grabbing onto Samaritan's arm as he's about to fall into the fire. By the way, before I go any further, Cyrus keeps drilling Samaritan Joe with the hammer, and he's like, fight back, good guy, fight back. Keep that in mind. So, we see Nemesis grabbing onto Samaritan's arm as he's about to fall into the fire. The mask comes off, and Samaritan is just some dude. And Nemesis tries to pull him up, but he can't. Samaritan falls to his death. Nemesis takes the mask off, and it's Joe Smith. I didn't know that was coming. I watched that, and I was like, that was a really great twist movie. You got me. You got me. I didn't think that. And this time, you know, Joe's like, you know, you keep calling me the good guy. Actually, I'm the bad guy. Great quote. Of course, Sylvester Stallone delivers it. Awesome. So, Nemesis, or I guess Joe, takes out more henchmen as Nemesis 2 puts on his mask. He gets a full all-out riot going on in the city. Joe goes after Sam, but Cyrus is there and attacks him with the hammer. Cyrus says he'll succeed in his plan to destroy the power grid and bring it all down, whereas you failed. And he's like, that wasn't my plan, that was just a trap. And so they keep fighting, and the building that they're in is burning. Eventually, Joe, or Nemesis, I guess, he gets the upper hand. He grabs the hammer. He wraps the hammer around around Cyrus. So the handle of the hammer, this big metal handle, is like just now a circle around old Cyrus. And just like in the burning chemical plant or whatever, there's a hole in the floor, surrounded by fire, everything's burning. And we have another flashback that showed what actually happened, and that Samaritan won the fight, but the roof gave way, and Samaritan, after he'd won, his footing was compromised, I guess, and he grabbed onto the ledge, and Nemesis, his lifelong enemy, saved his brother, but he couldn't bring him up because of, you know, I guess he's heavy, and his brother died in the fire, and that's when Nemesis threw his mask into the fire. So, Nemesis. Joe, Nemesis Joe, throws the fake Nemesis into the hole of fire. The ring of fire. That should be the song. And, yeah. And then Joe cools down. They burst one of the pipes to spray him with water. I don't know why the sprinkler system didn't go off, if they have one. So, but anyway, he jumps from one building to another with Sam and saves him. And the other building collapses. And then Sam questions him about being Nemesis. And he's like, is this true? Is this true? You're not really him? And Joe says, you know, there's good and bad in everyone. And it's up to you to make the right choices. And then he leaves. Which I guess is true. We're all capable of good things and bad things. And we saw it with Sam. It's like, you know, he was a good kid at heart, but he did bad stuff, ran with the wrong crowd at times. So, kind of cheesy advice, but it works. Then the news finds Sam and asks him if it's true. Is Nemesis back? And Sam says, yes, it's true. Sorry, not Nemesis. I screwed that up. And then it was Samaritan back. And Sam says, yes, it's true. Samaritan lives, and he saved my life. The end. And there is, by the way, reportedly a sequel on the way. So there you go. I'm going to give... So, there was a while I was watching this movie where I was like, nah, it's okay. You know, six and a half. The twist really bumped things up. The twist was really excellent. I didn't see it coming, personally. Casting was good. Should have been rated R. It should have been rated R. If you're new to the program, I have this phrase where I'm like, there's a good movie in there somewhere. Just got to pull it out. Ironically, that's the word. Ironically, I think I first used it on RoboCop 2, where I'm like, there's a good movie in there. But with editing, a lot of editing, some reshoots, maybe a scene added, maybe a scene deleted, you could cobble together a pretty good movie. But as it stands, no. With this, I'm going to say that, but I'm going to say there's a great movie in there. You just got to pull it out. As of now, I'd say it's just a good movie. And I will give Samaritan a 7 out of 10. Pleasant surprise. Pleasant surprise. Had this been, you know, rated R, I don't want to make it too long because it's only like an hour 45. Maybe 5-10 minutes longer, just a little bit. This could have been an 8-8.5 movie. It really could have. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would. I was straight to streaming movie was Secret Headquarters with an A-list actor playing a superhero. And I'm just like, oh man. It's just going to be a Secret Headquarters. It was not, thankfully. Next week, I'm going to be honest with you guys. The next 2 weeks are going to be crazy for me. I don't know if I will have an episode out next week. I don't know. If I do, it'll be Black Adam, and you can watch it on Max. If I don't, it'll be a best of. I don't want to take 2 weeks off. I might have to. It's a very crazy week. So, we'll see if I can get the craziness doesn't start till today. I'm recording this on the 16th, on Tuesday. The craziness does not start until next Tuesday. If I can record Black Adam before next Tuesday, we're good. I also have to watch it, but we're good. If I can't, I'm going to have to take a 2-week break. I don't even know if I'm going to... Basically, I'm like 75% sure that there's going to be, over the next 2 weeks, there's going to be at least one best of episode. If there's not, then hey, I was able to work it out. I don't want there to be two, but if there is, it happens, you know. But yeah, that's the deal. I don't want there to be two best of episodes, but it could happen. That's possible. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know the schedule just yet, honest to God. But if it is, like I said, it's Black Adam. And if it's not, then it'll be a best of. And I don't know. But that's the deal. So, just thought I would let everybody know. It's going to be crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy 2 weeks. I'll be out of town. The fiance is coming into town. We got a million things to wedding plan on. If you were interested, that's what's going on. So, it's going to be an insane 2 weeks. Oh, and I'm finishing school. I was lucky to get this one out, but like I said, the insanity doesn't start until a week from today. Today being the 16th. But there we go. We'll see. I hope. Fingers crossed. Let's get out of here on a quote, of course, from Joe, a nemesis, not Samaritan. He is I'll read the first two. So Joe first says, "I'm a troglodyte. Do you know what that is?" And then Sam says, "No clue." Here's the end quote. "It's Greek for a man who dwells in a cave. See, I'm a caveman. I live in a tiny apartment, and it's fine. I'm good with it. I like being alone. You know what bothers me? What really depresses me? Being around other people."
A burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. Down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, 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 the ring.